You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This will be the seventh different club matchup between Sam Allardyce and Mark Hughes in the Premier League.
Good start. Who's got the winning record?
I have no idea. Sorry, didn't go that far. The two of only three managers to take charge of five different clubs in the Premier League as well. Who's the other one?
Five different clubs?
Yeah, five different clubs in the Premier League. They're two of only three managers to take charge of five different Premier League
Pulis
clubs.
Pulis has done three, hasn't he? Pulis has done three. Hardew's done a couple.
I'll let you think on it anyway.
Is he currently managing in the Premier League?
No, he's not. Okay. No, he's not.
It's not Steve. Good question.
So I'll let you think on that one. Huge result on Monday night for Sunderland anyway, winning at Crystal Palace at Lee. Maybe after what we said last week about them going there on Monday night last year and winning, they'd like to play Crystal Palace away on a Monday night every week. Yeah. But that was a very important result for Sunderland and for Sam Allardyce.
Massive. And if you were in that dressing room or, you know, at the club all week in training, the mantra surely will have been, we build on that now. You know, we do not let that slip. I mean, you know, you look at the last two home performances before Southampton went there and won, and that was, you know, I know Southampton had a good go at them, but it was a silly mistake again. You know, and if you are Sam Allardyce, you'll be saying, look, we've got a 2-2 draw against West Ham, who have beaten all sorts of teams away from home this season. We beat Newcastle 3-0. We let it slip against Southampton. Let's get back on it here. And, you know, if they get a result against Stoke, that little home run doesn't look too bad, and that's what they need to get out of trouble. Good home performances. Stoke, I mean, look at the form. I mean, look at the away form. Look at the away defensive form.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's brilliant at the moment. All I can say here is it's going to be a low scorer. That's all I'm going to go for. I don't, you know, I like the draw, I suppose, but it's hard to oppose Stoke the way they're playing. But yeah, I think two managers who obviously will know each other well, as you've demonstrated. I'm looking at low on the goals. The total match goals under 2.5 is 4-7. Ugh, bit stinky. So under 1.5, that big boost, 2-1.
Under 1.5 goals, 2-1 for Lee. I'll give you a clue, Derek. When he's interviewed, it's usually through a car window.
Oh, of course.
Oh, Sir Harry.
How did you not get that?
Yeah.
He wrote his book. I don't know, I didn't get it either.
How
quick we forget about Harry.
Yeah, that's amazing. Jeez. So, yeah, who would they be then? West Ham, Portsmouth, Tottenham. Who else?
West Ham, Portsmouth, Tottenham, QPR.
Yeah, QPR.
Can't think of any
one more. West Ham,
Portsmouth, Tottenham.
You never
West Southampton?
Oh, yes, were they in the Premier when he was there? Yeah?
I didn't think they
probably were, yeah.
Yeah, must have been.
Okay,
interesting.
There you go. Stoke are cruising along nicely, Derek, as Lee mentioned. They haven't conceded in their last three Premier League matches. That's five in the last six. They've kept a clean sheet, in fact. So they're going along well, and I know you're interested in that unders goals bet as well, Derek.
Yeah, that is nailed on. I mean, yeah, Sam Allardyce, the Sunderland manager, after the win at Palace on Monday, he was going on about, you know, we've been shipping goals left, right and centre. I've told the lads, we have to build on clean sheets. That's the most important thing. And, you know, he said that after the victory, and he's going to do the same again. He's going to keep it tight and hope to nick something on the break with Defoe, maybe. I know it's harder to do when you're at home, but when you're in the kind of situation Sunderland are in, maybe the fans will forgive it. But he ain't going to be going all out attack, that's a certainty. And Stoke don't do that anyway, away from home. You know, if there's going to be a winner here, it will be Stoke, because they won at Southampton, as I expected them to do, but it wasn't a smash and grab raid. They deserved that win. You know, they're a tidy side, particularly away from home nowadays. So if there is going to be a winner, it's that. But I don't think they're going to get too much. It's going to be hard to break down Sunderland and Stoke, we all know, away from home. And it's a great defensive record. 2-1 under 1.5 goals. It all boils down to that. But that is a certainty.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.